Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago now. And we know a little bit more about the redevelopment of those parking lots around the United Center. What's the latest, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, we got an update on the huge United Center campus project that the Blackhawks and Chicago Bulls families are working on. If you recall, they are trying to turn all of those parking lots surrounding the United Center into a big campus full of houses and parks, and there's going to be a music venue. They're really just trying to capitalize on what they say is just a pretty steep decline in people actually driving to games anymore. Lots of Uber and rideshare, and so they said, well, instead of, you know, letting a lot of these properties get bought up and turned into things by other folks, they want to take control of it. So they met with reporters this week to unveil the plan. They say the first thing that they want to do is they want to develop this the 6,000 person music venue in the south parking lot right next to the United Center, and that would be accompanied by parking with a big park on top of it that would have hockey and street basketball, stuff that would be open to the public. So they're trying to kick that off first. They say hopefully next year they would break ground. Now, they still have got some winning over of the city council and the aldermen out there and neighbors who are a little worried about what happens when this whole area turns from parking lots into homes and businesses, and what that could mean for everything, including property values in the neighboring homes. But it's about a $7 billion project, they say. Hmm. And it's so the renderings we've got at blockclubchicago.org kind of show some of the parks that they're offering. So yeah, it'd be quite a different look. You know, I'm used to growing up in stadiums that have just a sea of parking lots outside. Mm-hmm. And there's it's just kind of sticking up in the middle, a lot like Comiskey. But definitely a new trend that Wrigleyville has capitalized on, and SoFi Stadium out in California, where they just try to build up a whole neighborhood around the place and try to make as many bucks as they can outside and inside.
Tell us about the search for Chicago's Christmas tree.
Right. It's about that time of year. The Millennium Park Christmas tree, it's not in Daly Plaza anymore. It's in Millennium Park at Michigan and Washington. They're going to light it up November 22nd, but they're looking for the actual tree. This is an annual thing where they ask people if they've got a very large evergreen in their yard that perhaps it's ready to go. It's outgrown the area. It's shading the house too much. They're asking if you've got it's got to be at least 45 feet tall. They prefer a Norway spruce or a fir, and they'd like it if it's in with 50 miles of Chicago. But there's some information on how to contact the city and make a pitch for your tree, and send some photos of it. So the last year's came from the De La Cruz family in Darien, so it doesn't have to be the city proper, but if you've got a tree that you want the whole city to admire for a month and be part of a big party, November 22nd it lights up. So if you're interested, email the city and tell them why.
Yeah. Blockclubchicago.org for more, including the story of Tony Fitzpatrick's new studio. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.